Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
So if you recall, just over a month ago, we caught up with Jai, who was the uncle of little Elizabeth. Unfortunately, Elizabeth got a pretty bad diagnosis, unfortunately. And we were trying to get her to go on a dream holiday. She wanted to go to the Gold Coast and go to all the worlds. And fortunately for her, it looks like it's going to happen. And thank you to the Riverland as well. It's actually going to happen. We thought we'd catch up with her auntie, Jean, this morning. Good morning, Jean.
Morning.
So, Jean, tell us about, firstly, the Gold Coast trip that the girls are going to go on.
So they're going to go for a week and the company's picking them up to take them to the actual plane to go for a week to spend their time in Queensland as a family.
Amazing. So good to see. I got to mention as well the GoFundMe page that was set up and just absolutely exploded after the Riverland just got behind it in an incredible way. It was so good to see.
We found out on the 17th of November that she's got cancer.
Mm.
And in that period of time, we've done only a couple of months, it made up $20,000.
Wow.
And that was, from people worldwide plus the Riverland. So I'm proud to be a Riverlander. The compassion that the Riverland have is just absolutely beautiful.
We can say that about the Riverland, can't we? I think if there's any kind of cause about the local area, people get behind it like no other place in the world.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So also, on top of the Gold Coast trip for little Elizabeth, you did promise her something as well that you would that you'd do for her. Tell us about that.
So when she was in hospital, they have like a little playground area, and I was sitting there with her, and when she ever came up my house, she loves playing tea set parties and things like that. So I said when I see her next, I'll do her a tea set party. And then when I got home, I said to my husband, I want to do a backyard blitz and turn her backyard into an enchanted garden. So
amazing.
When they come home, I told Elizabeth that Auntie Jean is going to do a backyard for her because she's now in a wheelchair, so she needs it to be wheelchair friendly.
Yeah.
So when they go to Queensland starting next week, I want to get into the yard and start preparing to turn it into a beautiful garden for when she gets home.
Amazing. It's a backyard blitz. It's like Jamie Dury all over again. So she'll go away on a dream holiday and she'll come back with a brand new fairy garden in her backyard.
Yeah, for her and her little sister.
Now, obviously, this is going to take a lot of hands and a lot of work. You've got a couple of people on board already, right?
Yes, I do. Tony Stronan's donating his time to give me a hand. And
awesome.
I've got a couple of companies that I've contacted and they're donating pavers and some rubber matting, but there's still a bit of help that I need.
Like we were talking about just before, the Riverland gets behind a cause and we are asking them once again to get behind this cause. Jean, I know you can only do so much yourself, and Tony Stoneham, who's donated his time, absolutely amazing, but he also is only one man. We're going to need a lot of hands on deck, aren't we?
Yeah, we sure are.
So, if you want to get in contact with Jean Riverlands and donate your time, if you're not even a green thumb, because I definitely am not, if you want to go over and make Elizabeth's fairy garden a reality when she's away from, was it next weekend, Feb 26 or something like that?
Yeah, the 26th,
really. So, either next weekend or even the entire week after that, right? She'll be away still?
Yes.
If you want to get in contact with Jean Riverland, I'm going to put her number up on our Instagram story. Or, of course, get in contact with us, Magic931 on Instagram or magic931.com.au. Give the station a call. Get behind little Elizabeth because it's not over yet. We want to give her dream garden as well as her dream holiday. Jean, you're amazing. Thank you so much for what you're doing and thanks for catching up this morning.
Thank you for making time for me.